Vasudeva,
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 Vasude
is Dehi.
Dehi Yogena.
Dehi Yogena.
In contact with the material body.
So long.
Translation, when the living entity is covered by the mode of ignorance, it does not understand the individual living being and the supreme living being, and his mind is subjugated to fruit of activity. Therefore, until one has love for Lord Vasudeva, who is none other than myself, he is certainly not delivered from having to accept the material body again and again. Purport, when the mind is polluted by fruit of activity, the living entity wants to be elevated from one material position to another. Generally, everyone is involved in working hard day and night to improve his economic condition. Even when one understands the Vedic rituals, he becomes interested in promotion to heavenly planets, not knowing that one's real interest lies in returning home back to Godhead. By acting on the platform of fruit of activity, one wanders throughout the universe in different species and forms. Unless he comes in contact with a devotee of the Lord, a guru, he does not become attached to the service of the Lord, Vasudev. Knowledge of Vasudev requires many persons to understand as confronted by Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Sarvamedi Sabaha Sadurlava. After struggling for existence for many births, one may take shelter of the lotus feet of Vasudev Krishna. When this happens, one actually becomes wise and surrenders unto him. That is the only way to stop the repetition of birth and death. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita and instructions given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sri Rupa Goswami Dasas. Dasas from Agat, Brahmanda Brahmanja Kon Bhagya Ranaji, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai, Bhakti Lagadish. The living energy wanders throughout different planets and different forms and bodies. But if by chance it comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master, by the grace of the spiritual master, he receives Krishna's shelter and his devotional life begins. Text 7, even though one may be very learned and wise, he is mad if he does not understand that the endeavor for sense gratification is a useless waste of time. Being forgetful of his interests, he tries to be happy in the material world, centering his interests around his home, which is based on sexual intercourse, and which brings him all kinds of material miseries. In this way, one is no better than a foolish animal. Therefore, in the lower stages of devotional life, one is not an unalloyed devotee. Anya abhilashita sunya jnana karma janavrata. To be an unalloyed devotee, one must be free from all material desires, untouched by fruit of activity, and speculative knowledge. On the lower platform, one may sometimes be interested in philosophical speculation with a tinge of devotion. However, at that stage, one is still interested in sense gratification and contaminated by the most material nature. The influence of Maya is so strong that even a person advancing knowledge actually forgets that he is Krishna's eternal servant. Therefore, he remains satisfied in his household life, which is centered around sexual intercourse. But conceding to a life of sex, he agrees to suffer all kinds of material miseries. Due to ignorance, one is bound by the material laws. The attraction between female, male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of the misconception which ties together the hearts of the male and the female, one becomes attached to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. Therefore, sex serves as the natural attraction between man and woman, and when they are married, the relationship becomes more involved. Through the entangled relation between man and woman, there is a sense of illusion whereby one thinks, this is my husband, this is woman, this is my wife. This is called Hridaya Granti, the heart knot in the heart. This knot is very difficult to undo, even though a man and woman separate either for the principles of Varnasham or simply to get a divorce. In any case, the man always thinks of the woman and the woman always thinks of the man. Thus, a person becomes materially attached to family, property, and children, although these are all temporary. The possessor, unfortunately, identifies with his property and wealth. Sometimes, even after renunciation, one becomes attached to a temple or to the few things that constitute the property of a sannyasi. But such attachment is not as strong as family attachment. Attachment to the family is the strongest illusion. In the Satya Samhita, it is stated, sometimes it is thought amongst all the personalities of Lord Brahma and the wife that the wife and children are not a cause of bondage. On the contrary, the wife actually helps further spiritual life and liberation. Nonetheless, most people are bound by the knots of the material relationship. consequently forget our relationship with Krishna. When the living energy is covered by the mode of ignorance, it does not understand the individual living being and the supreme living being, and his mind is subjugated to pervasive activity. Therefore, until one has love for Lord Vasudev, who is none other than myself, he is certainly not delivered from having to accept him for a body of the end game. Even though one may be very learned and wise, he is mad and does not understand the endeavor for sense gratification is a useless waste of time. Being forgetful of his own interests, he tries to be happy in the material world, centering his interests around his home, which is based on sexual living course, which brings him all kinds of material happiness. In this way, one is no better than a foolish animal. The attraction between male and female is the base principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attached to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of our mind. So here, Vrishabhadev continues his point that one has to become detached from the material world. And the only way this can be done is by attachment to the Supreme Lord. So therefore, says Prityarna Yavan Maya Vasudeva, until one develops affection for me, Vasudeva, then one will continue in the material world, covered by ignorance and controlled by karma. So of course in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also makes this statement that the only way to get out of the material world is surrender to the Lord. So that is a basic statement made here also. This is in contrast to others who will think that I can get out of the material world by jnana or by yoga, sangha yoga. But Vrishabhadeva does not say that. Even though Vrishabhadeva sets an example of extreme austerity in his conduct, the ultimate principle he is stating here is that of surrender to the Supreme Lord. So therefore, this priti means affection or prema for the Supreme Lord. So it indicates devotion and nothing else. So therefore, the other processes like karma, jnana and yoga are not going to stop the law of karma from acting, and they're not going to get rid of ignorance. Of course, we can argue that by jnana and yoga one can get liberation. So, that is true. But if we examine those processes without some devotion to the Lord, those processes also do not work and one cannot get liberation. So even there, some recognition of the Lord must be there. So as long as one does not accept the Supreme Lord and have a faithful attitude towards Him, then one must continue in the material body and cannot get liberated from material bondage. So this very clearly indicates the process of bhakti is the supreme process. Here he says me, so Vrishabhadeva is speaking as the Supreme Lord. So this means that his sons also recognize that he was an avatar of the Supreme Lord. And he identifies himself with the Supreme Lord by saying, Vasudeva, I am Vasudeva. I am that Supreme Lord. So there's no question that his sons did not recognize his position. Not only his sons, but all those who heard, including the regular people and citizens, and priests, etc. So he is teaching not only detachment from the material world, but here he's indicating the process is through devotion. And as long as one does not take to that process, then what happens? One must continue in the material world. And therefore, in the next several verses, he gives a picture of that bondage to karma in the material world. So even if one has learning and knowledge, etc., vipassitā means one who has intelligence and he can discern things, he can use logic, etc. Even so, if one does not take the process of bhakti, then one involves himself in enjoyment in this material world. And so the previous verses mentioned about pramattavya, the one who is mad or insane, he performs sinful activity and causes suffering for himself. So here again, he is pramatta. He is very, very intent upon getting his own enjoyment in the material world, even though he's considered to be wise. And therefore, he cannot see the truth about things. He cannot see that this endeavor in the material world is a waste of time. It's not the proper thing to do. So he forgets what he's supposed to do in life. He forgets or is covered up by material energy. He cannot distinguish the real goal in life from his body. And therefore, he simply engages in enjoyment in this material world. Consequently, attachment grows and it becomes a knot, a grunting in the heart. A knot is something which is difficult to untie, and it causes bondage. This knot increases with further attachment. So therefore it says the house becomes a matter of attachment, the land becomes a matter of attachment, children become a matter of attachment, relatives become a matter of attachment, money becomes a matter of attachment. So one after the other, the attachments grow. And this way the knot in the heart, that knot of attachment, grows stronger and stronger. So as long as one does not take to the worship of the Supreme Lord, then this process will continue in the material world. And of course this produces karma. One ends up with the full knot of karma. The knot of the heart produces karma because we do actions, and the actions lead to further bondage. So this way, instead of getting out of the material world, the intelligent person increases his bondage. So, now some intelligent people, they do jnana, and in this way they understand they're not the material body. So, this is possible, a process of jnana. However, as I said, if the person does not also recognize the Lord, then even that result will be a waste of time, and he will fall back into material attachment again. So ultimately, the method of stopping this bondage in the material world is not simply knowledge that we're not in the body, and not simply stopping the senses from acting, but attachment to the Supreme Lord. So therefore, it says Priti Mayi Vasudeve, that one must be attached to the Supreme Lord and develop that great attraction. So to the extent that we are attached to the Supreme Lord, to that extent we are not attached to the material world and its bondage and the material body and all these things that go with it. And to the extent that we're attached to the material world, to that extent we are not attached to the Supreme Lord. So, one who is not attached to the Supreme Lord at all is therefore 100% attached to the material world. One who is 100% attached to the Lord is liberated from the material world. He's not attached to anything here. So most people are in an in-between stage. They're somewhere in between, a little attachment to the Lord and some attachment to material things. So the process of bhakti is the process of increasing that attachment to the Lord until it's 100%. And consequently, the attachment to material things becomes zero. So that is the process of attachment in devotional service. We see in the case of Rishabhadeva, of course, he is teaching the Paramahamsa vows, in which one wanders off into the forest with complete detachment. So that is not practical for most people to do, unless one has been qualified by previous births of detachment.
But the process of bhakti does not require that, because it is a gradual process of detachment. So by simply performing devotional service, even as a householder, then one can gradually develop one's attachment to the Lord, and consequently attachment to the buildings will decrease and decrease until it becomes zero eventually. So here Rishabhadeva is pointing out the fact that the key factor here is that attachment to the Lord. And the more one has attachment to the Lord, the more one can decrease the attachment for material things and consequently cut this knot of bondage in the heart, which leads to attachments, actions, and karma in the material world, and then consequently rebirth life after life.
When you are leaving the body, you are calling his wife's name, and the wife was telling him, husband in the year, son Hare Krishna. So the attachment is so strong.
Well, fortunately, the wife's a devotee, so got some good advice. As I said here, the Prabhupada quotes from somewhere, Satya Samhita, that sometimes the woman is an aid for one's spiritual advancement. So it says, Brahma Adya Yajnavalkya Adi, Brahma and Yajnavalkya and others, Stri Sahayinaha, helped by the wife, attain liberation. So in some cases, the family is not a cause of bondage, but also a cause of liberation from the material world. So that is a fortunate case. If one is simply a materialist, of course, then it's the opposite. Family life leads to material bondage. But in some cases, we'll find that the wife is spiritually advanced. Therefore, she can also be a cause for liberation.
And in the other way, the family hates him and starts loving the Lord.
Yeah, that's the case of the Avanti Brahmana mentioned in the 11th canto. He was a wealthy man, and then he began losing his money, and his family members, they rejected him, and they kicked him out of the house eventually. And then he understood that all of this material life is useless. So he was forced into a position of detachment by his material situation. Then he became a sannyasi and surrendered to the Supreme Lord. So sometimes miserable conditions will invoke the process, spiritual process. In other cases, of course, it doesn't. The person simply suffers. Yeah, but then he made arrangements later on, and then he was able to do that also.
You know, the Gaudiya Pals, brothers are telling for service, that they make it through them. Master says, they told them, don't disturb him, he'll come at the right time.
Yeah, in the beginning he stayed at Grihastha for some years. Must have been at least 20 years almost, I think. Maharaj
asked to eat prasad and find place in the prasad.
Prasadam is taking prasad as the anga of bhakti, so it actually increases devotion because it's related to the Supreme Lord. Yeah, but of course, it acts even if one is simply interested in the taste or whatever, it still acts, just as the holy name also acts, even if one simply hears it without understanding what it is. So prasadam acts in any case. However, at the same time, overeating, etc., is not good, and therefore it will create problems in the body. So we also have to watch that. But as far as the eating process is concerned, fine. It is a devotional act. As a devotee, of course, then that is also modified by the fact we understand that it is offered to the Supreme Lord and there is sacred. So we take it with respect.
I think we find it's difficult to stop the attempt at least, but we want more fresh items, newer items, and if we direct it to be the same, even though it's
prasadam. Yeah, that's there. So at least because it's prasadam and we take prasadam, at least it's still purifying for us. Now, of course, as I said, if we have the right consciousness, then we also understand that it is pure and sacred and sovereign in the Lord. So by continually doing that, eventually that urge to eat more and more will decrease and decrease, as is said here. By attachment to the Lord, material attachments will decrease. So if we're in the right consciousness and we perform this Anga Bhakti, then it will actually help us decrease our material attachments.
Faith is the seed of the love of Krishna.
Yeah.
So the philanthropic activities, which are the activities for the indirect energy of the Lord, that is also a sort of faith. So does it help in developing bhakti?
Well, we have faith in material things. That doesn't really help at all. There's faith in the mode of ignorance, faith in the mode of passion, faith in the mode of goodness. But they actually are not helpful. They simply increase our bondage to the material world.
If you find, after all, you find faults in others, what about finding faults in Krishna?
Again, that there is considered to be offensive because it's the mercy of the Lord. Yeah, well, we should not be critical now. What's the characteristic of a person attached to the Lord? Well, the more one is attached to the Lord, the more one is absorbed in the service of the Lord. So if one is 1% service to the Lord, means 1% attachment. If one is 100% attached to the Lord, then would 100% service to the Lord. He will never stop doing something for the Lord.
ग्रंथना से सुषमत बागदम की जय सुषमत बान महाराज की जय जुमेंद्र जी से मित्र मंत्र गोपाल की जय हाय गो प्रणाम जी श्री श्री
गोपाल जी 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 गोपाल जी